Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
Hey, politics. It's something else, man. I don't know if you guys saw a tweet by Mbuyiseni Ndlozi yesterday. He was pretty much taking a stance and supporting our president, Cyril, because our president eventually responded to Trump. And he said, this is not the man that we always have been told that he is. He's up to something. In other words, Cyril is cooking. And I said, all of heads of state, he has come out as the most committed to policies that matter for the most genuine transformation of the living conditions of our people. Obviously, he's making a reference to NHI, BELI, the expropriation bill as of late, and our stance generally on Palestine. And then he said the left needs to accept this and rethink its position towards him. Notwithstanding Marikana, Palapala, CR is on a journey less traveled by many in his position. Obviously, I think he was taking a stab at Jacob Zuma, who used to be in this position before. And then he said, worse under the GNU conditions, no puppet of white monopoly capitalism speaks and acts like he does. So now it looks like, I mean, obviously this is not the stuff that the guy was saying about Cyril when he was still an MP of the EFF. And now this has got me thinking, because Mfundo, technically he hasn't resigned from the EFF. He stepped down as an MP in Parliament.
Yeah, he hasn't. He remains an EFF member. I must say I was honestly surprised by that tweet in defense of President Cyril Ramaphosa. But I suppose he's able to put the issues they're concerned with to the side and defend him when they believe he's unfairly criticized or attacked. And I suppose that's also what principle is all about, or when your character of being principled would be tested, that it's when your political nemesis is under attack and you come to their defense purely on principle to say, like he says, never mind Palapala, never mind what's been happening with Marikana, or even their views on the Expropriation Act, which they believe is actually also more symbolic and has too many limitations to actually expropriate land without compensation. But they're saying in other respects, be it the Bella Bill, NHI, or any other, that they would think that he is progressive to a certain extent. So it's quite commendable that you'd put your differences aside, and in a moment when you feel someone is just being unfairly attacked, you'd come to his defense.
Now, I've got like two questions, right? Is this him positioning himself to either join the ANC? Because the EFF isn't saying what he's saying. And as a member of a political party, I believe there's democratic centralism where you get the message from the top that this is the stance we take on issues. No. And is he trying possibly to force Malema's hand? Because clearly he doesn't want to resign. Is he forcing Malema's hand to push him out the door, to fire him?
That seems to have been the U-turn. If you listen to EFF leader Julius Malema yesterday at the press briefing, he was somebody that was more sympathetic in defense of Cyril, saying he is being bullied within the GNU. Mm-hmm. He was even defending him against Paul Kagame. So the tone has changed. And they even basically indicated that they're ready to join the GNU as soon as the DA leaves. So I think it's the tone now. So for me, he was the first person to be more sympathetic to the governance of Cyril Ramaphosa. And then straight after, come midday, Malema was saying the same thing.
Yeah, I agree completely with what Mfundo was saying. So he's not necessarily positioning himself. He's just saying, listen, this is what we in the EFF stand for right now. They are talking about making a change to what the EFF stands for. And he was just basically echoing the sentiments of the leader.
Although speculations could be, because if you followed the ANC celebrations on Sunday, 113th birthday celebrations in Alexandra, the Premier Panyaza Lesufi, in his capacity as ANC Secretary General, said that they will be welcoming 100 leaders that left the ANC back into the party. So one could speculate that maybe, perhaps, he could be positioning himself that way.
Give us a shout. What do you think? Is Mbuyiseni Ndlozi positioning himself to join the ANC? Do you believe in what he's saying? Is Cyril truly cooking? I want to know from you, especially if you're a member of the EFF. Do give us a shout on WhatsApp or just call us directly.
I don't think we can speculate and say that he's campaigning to go to the ANC. One, it was going to be wrong for the EFF not to say anything, because it's what they stand for, you know, the land. So Lerona, as citizens, it's our feeling. We are vocal about it. So everybody and anybody who's black, who are supposed to really support what Cyril is doing, not because they want to join him.
Hey, Saul and the ladies, this is just another strategy, you know, from Umbuisen. Because one, people were given an idea that he has left. Okay, all good and well. But now he speaks high and mighty of OCR7. No, it's a strategy. I can tell you now. Come the next few months, Umbuisen Ozoba, an official member of the ANC. Umbak said it, Uguti, they are willing to talk to him. You know, they are willing to speak to him. So, what's different? Watch and see. Ozoban, where we EFF? I mean, where we ANC?
Good morning, KFM. No. I think he's positioning himself. He's a politician, and that is exactly what politicians do. I'm an opportunist.
You know, Saul, I believe it's not just Umbuisen Ndlovu who is positioning himself, but also Mr. Julius Malema, because yesterday in his briefing, he did say he is just standing at the door. Uma ETNA is a poem. Amadodana olahleko abuyela ekhaya. Never say never. Amadodana olahleko abuyela ekhaya.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Buisen Ndlozi came out guns blazing, defending a lot of the actions of Cyril Ramaphosa, the bills that he's been signing into place, and essentially saying no one, it's unprecedented, excuse the pun. I know I never say excuse the pun. I always mean my puns.
Yes.
It's unprecedented for any of our leaders to take the stands and pass the policies that he's been passing of late. Is he posturing himself to rejoin the ANC? We asked, do you agree with him? Is Cyril cooking, or you still think, nah, the worst president we've had, as some people have been lamenting?
Morning, morning. I'm in a handsome guy. I'm in a good Ujala, he play hard to get. Shem, what I pick my party too much. This guy, hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Upis, ngathi upisi ngengqondo zethu. Upisi nje uyasikhomfisa, siyahlanganisa, sabeka, siyayenzani. Kuyokay, hayi Shem, nabamiyeke ni Shem Umbuyiselo, hayi uyasenzela. Usenza busy, but mina I just hope whatever situation yabo ingafani nale yabo mabahlukana ne-ANC kuphuma izindaba kuyenzeni. Hey, basincede bakithi. Kuright loku esikwaziya, sifuna okunye okuphuma from horse's mouth, please.
But I just think the way siyibheka ngakhona siyibheka wrong. We've been complaining about Cyril and his positions since he took over, and he's taking a stand in crucial, important bills that will liberate black people. I think we should stand behind him, and I think Umbuisen is doing the right thing. It's just not positioning himself, but he's stating the facts.
But my thing is, if so the ANC has been having policies that would liberate black people, great policies, and for all these years, how far have they come in actually doing that? Let's be honest. It's not like this is the first time the ANC is coming up with perfect policies that are suitable for black people.
So it's more or less the same statement, similar to the same statement that EFF President Julius Malema was making towards Rwanda President, that when he disrespect the presiding president, it's more or less is now putting a blasphemy to the nation as a whole. So this is one of the subject that many South Africans are waiting for, and all of those things. So it's more or less just in support of good decision that the current government is doing, and all of that. It's not, it doesn't raise a sort of like a flag that he's joining ANC or so, but he's just enjoying all the attention that is coming on his way, and also some speculations as well. Yeah, so he's just going to make his mind at the set time, and it's going to surprise us all.
This is the nation. This is a bit of one of those one has to think about it. And to Ndlozi sort of situation, I don't think he is positioning himself to rejoin the ANC. Well, it could be a surprise that he joins the ANC. I still see Ndlozi, if he leaves EFF, I mean, he's still young. He could be one of those cadres who probably would have his own thing. But now, in this instance of Trump and SA, it's like, you know, Solomzi, like in your household, but if there's an outsider, if you're in Rasen, Lapo, you'll stand Ninoge as a unit, which would I would expect as a GNU be in support of this situation.
No, Mfundo, no, Mpo. You guys are very wrong. That will never be the position of the EFF. The EFF is opposed to the Land Expropriation Act, as has been signed by Cyril Ramaphosa. That is never a stance for the EFF, what Mbuyiseni did. He's positioning himself to go to the ANC because Mbalula spoke to him. That is not the stance of the EFF. Mbuyiseni is not playing any pivotal role in the EFF currently. And Julius is not a sympathizer of Cyril Ramaphosa. He just tells it like it is. He's honest, so he's never biased about these things. He said, yes, he's weak, but he is our president. He's telling the truth. He's the president of the country. He's the commander-in-chief of the South African National Defense Force. So he's supposed to be speaking like that because he had telela vele velu Paul Kagame. That's what he said yesterday. But that's not the stance of the EFF on the land expropriation without compensation. NHI is something else. NHI was signed into law, I think, around 2014-15. I think at the time I was still working at a clinic. I've been working for NGOs for the longest time, up until today, but it's never been implemented. All these acts will never be implemented. For anyone who is applauding Cyril for signing something into a law, that will never be implemented. Like, what are you doing, really? EFF will never celebrate or support that.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.